Okay, before we get to the Mueller report itself, what was your reaction to U.S. Attorney General William Barr's press conference before the release of the report?
Well, I was surprised at Attorney General Barr's press conference that he went out of his way to really make the case for the president and seem to be defending him and making the case for him, which is unusual for an attorney general to do. And also, it's clear that his characterization of the report, as far as I can tell, portion read so far, is not exactly accurate. The special counsel did go into obstruction of justice issues and was clear that there were some very disturbing things that the president did with respect to potential obstruction of justice. And so I'm still making my way through the report. I know everybody is today. But I do think that the attorney general acted in a way mostly to defend the president rather than present an honest picture of the Mueller report to the American people.
Just reading through the special counsel's summary of the report, he says, at least on the charge of obstruction of justice, that the president gave the orders, but the fact that they were never carried out made them not a crime. What's your reaction to those findings?
Yeah, in this entire episode, what's so strange is that there were attempts to collude, for example, having the Trump Tower meeting with the Russian agents, trying to get information from WikiLeaks and other things, and then with obstruction, issuing certain orders that may not have been followed. And it's as if there is no accounting here or penalty for actually attempting to obstruct justice or attempting to engage in some kind of conspiracy.
Given what you read, these unanswered questions, as you say, what becomes of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation into Russian interference?
Yeah, that's part of the reason that you still have these congressional investigations going on, because we believe that we've got to get to the bottom of this stuff. And over the next week, really, week or two, because Congress doesn't go back until another week and a half, we're going to make a determination about how to move forward, what other witnesses to bring in before the committees, and Congress will have to consider on its own whether the obstruction of justice charges basically merit further investigation.
Congressman, thank you for speaking with me.